Third annual Run for Life will be held June 7th. We will have registration from 8 to 8:45 a.m. with the race 5K, 10K, and a walk beginning at 9 a.m. We also have, for the second year, a kids run, which begins at 10:30 a.m., and which is absolutely, it's lots of fun. We have medals for all kids involved and special treats afterwards.
So how long is the course? What is the run? Tell us a little bit about that.
The run is, there's a 10K, which is 6.2 miles, a 5K, which is 3.1, and both runs and the 5K walk go along the lake, so it's a very pretty run. We have signs along the run, which are interesting to read, and then the run ends back at the Lower Harbor for refreshments and awards.
So there's also a walk involved as well. So
yes, there is.
Lots of options, and the kids run as well. What's it all about? What's it for?
The Run for Life, you know, is mainly when we started, it's about promoting organ donation. So, you know, organ donation is definitely it's a big point for us to get across, and just helping educate the community on organ donation, the importance of it, and just, you know, showing that organ donation, number one, can change lives, and that there is a big need for it.
I know that we've been talking about that particular topic with you for several years, and I know this is the third annual Run for Life. Is there a bit of an increased awareness? Do you think people are sort of stepping up, saying that they're willing to donate their organs of themselves or of a loved one?
I do. You know, I think through, first of all, there's a very strong community acceptance to organ donation with, you know, the past winter with the young girl who donated her organs, and with Market General. Mm-hmm. And we've definitely, through the events that we have held, we have had, you know, a lot of response on, you know, we appreciate what you're doing. We appreciate the information that's been given. You know, I wasn't aware of this is how I could sign up to be an organ donor. I've now signed, you know, my driver's license. I have the heart on my driver's license. I've went out to Gift of Life Michigan and registered to be a donor.
A special event is happening that you want to make sure that people know about as well. Give us the details on that.
Yes, the evening of June 6th, Marquette Commons from 5 to 8 p.m., we are holding, it's an All About You wellness extravaganza. And what this entails is we have health and fitness and nutrition vendors on site with information. We also will have a Gift of Life table with information on organ donation. And you can register that evening. We also will have Run for Life bag pickup. Mm-hmm. We ourselves are giving out 3 free registrations. There will be giveaways from the different vendors. And also we're holding a silent auction.
Now, for folks that are getting registered for this, what are the fees? How does this make its money? And how does that money then get utilized?
The fees for the Run for Life is $25 for the 10K, 5K or walk. And our fees stay the same through the year and the day of registration. And then the kids walk is $10.
And the money goes toward education efforts? Do you do outreach? What do you do with it?
The money is going towards assisting transplant patients and potential organ donors towards out-of-pocket expenses.
Oh, okay. All right. So again, the details for let's recap the wellness extravaganza and then the Run for Life.
The wellness extravaganza will be held June 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Marquette Commons, downtown Marquette. And the Run for Life is June 7th. Registration is 8 to 8:45, and the run starts at 9 a.m.
Time for people to still get involved.
Yes, there is. Lots of time.
You got a run, you got a walk, you got a kids run, all of that for a great cause. And it looks like, as far as I can tell, it looks like we're going to have decent sort of running, walking weather.
Yes.
It won't be 90. So that'll be all right. So
yes, but, we have something for everyone.
And that's good. And again, one thing I wanted to mention here before we let you go is we've talked about this a little bit, but I do think it bears mentioning. We talked about it for a second off microphone, that if you're considering organ donation, it's certainly worth considering. And even if you think you might be too old for it, that's not the case, is it?
Very true. It's, you know, organ donation, a donation can be made at any age. There's, you know, along with organ donation, there's also tissue donation, there's cornea. So, you know, don't hesitate to put that heart on your driver's license and become an organ donor. Go out to Gift of Life Michigan, register to become an organ donor, because it's never too late.